Beto O'Rourke has put on a tremendous show. O'Rourke is from El Paso. That would be like running for governor of California, and that you are from Eureka. Mm. And it's a pretty long shot.
Yeah.
But he's an interesting person, handsome guy,
yep.
Bilingual.
He's very articulate.
He brings some things to the ticket, yep. But it's pretty tough. He's running in California. If he was running Connecticut, it'd be a different story.
Yeah. Okay, my last one is, let's talk about Arizona. It's a funny race.
Yes.
Jeff Flake, the incumbent, has mm-hmm. decided he is not going to run for re-election.
Yes.
I suspect he's going to challenge President Trump or President Pence, one or the other. And so he's sitting out this one. There's an open race in Arizona. There is the Democrat, who is really a firebrand. She's basically not being challenged for the Democratic in the Democratic primary. And the three Republican contenders are really beating each other up. And Arizona leans conservative. What do you think the outcome of that one might be?
I think you described what it's going to look like. Arizona is moving ever so slightly to the blue. It's not there yet. The Republicans have three candidates that are very vicious towards each other. And in the meantime, Congresswoman Sinema might fit the district rather well. Politically, fit the state rather well.
Sure.
She's running for the United States Senate. I think that's one to watch. And at this point, I think it's pick'em at this point.
Yeah. It's a fascinating race. I've been watching it closely. And I do think the Texas race is just really amazing. It would be sort of a coup to see Ted Cruz being taken down. And we'll see.
It would be. But O'Rourke is a urban guy, liberal guy, urbane sort of guy. He's probably,
we'll see.
For a lot of Texas, he'd probably be a pretty hard sell. But he's really done real well at the polls. He's ran a great campaign, raised money. He's worked cities tirelessly. And I'm so impressed of where he's from. He's from El Paso. El Paso to Houston is like, you know, Chicago to Baltimore. I mean, they're a long ways different.
Right.
They're far,
right.
far apart.
Right.
So I'm really surprised in that way. Great television performer, but Cruz, tough fella.
He's a nasty guy. He's so mean.
He speaks well of you.
Yeah, Ted Cruz? Oh.
No, he doesn't. Well, maybe
he
does.
Doesn't.
I don't know.
No, he does not. So,
well, I do.
Mike,
I do.
Mike Hoggins, thank you. So it's always fun to talk politics with you. Just love it. So I got to drag you back in the next couple of months. Maybe the day after the election, we'll analyze the results.
We frequently do that, yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Right on. And
that'd
maybe one more time in between. So, yeah. Mike Hoggins, thanks a lot.
The hours always go so fast, too.
I know.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. This brings us to the end of this edition of The Real Issue, which is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by BCAC.TV, Butte County's public access television station. They're broadcasting on Comcast Channel 11. BCAC.TV provides award-winning, locally produced arts, information, and entertainment. They're located at 500 Main Street, and they include daily broadcasts of Democracy Now!, weekdays at 5 and 11 p.m. Things are changing on Comcast Channel 11. For more information or to get involved, visit bcac.tv. If you enjoyed this program or any public affairs show or any show really on KZFR, you can now go to kzfr.org and give us a tip. This is FM 90.1, KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. And until next time, peace out. America.
Friends, you're tuned to the Mighty Zephyr FM 90.1 KZFR Chico off of Nothing Shocking. You know this one. This is Music Mayhem.
Cash.
Radio Radix on FM 90.1 KZFR Chico.
The government has now banned the carrying of spears. Stop about every 1,000 miles ain't asking too much, is it?
You might wish to stay on and listen.
It was a place where everything was legal.
I met this woman.
So if you're looking for emotional satisfaction, my advice to you is seek professional help.
Thank you for joining us live on the air.
My pleasure.
One nation under God has turned into one nation under the influence of one drug. Television, the drug of a nation. Breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV, its satellite links are United States of unconsciousness. Apathetic, therapeutic, and extremely addictive. The methadone metronome, pumping out 150 channels 24 hours a day. You can flip through all of them, and still there's nothing worth watching. TV is a reason why less than 10% of our nation reads books daily. Why most people think Central America means Kansas. Socialism means un-American, and apartheid is a new headache remedy. Absorbed in this world, it's so hard to find us. It shapes our minds the most. Maybe the mother of our nation should remind us that we're sitting too close to the television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV is a stomping ground for political candidates, where bears in the woods are chased by Grecian formulated bald eagles. TV is mechanized politics, remote control over the masses. Co-sponsored by environmentally safe gases. Watch for the PBS special. It's a perpetuation of the two-party system, where image takes precedence over wisdom, where soundbite politics are served to the fast food culture, where straight teeth in your mouth are more important than the words that come out of it. Race baiting is the way to get selected. Will he Horton or will he not get elected on television? The drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
On the screen is an address where you can mail your tithe offering or give the blood.
Okay, got the idea? All right, now let's consciousness.
Is it the reflector or the director? Does it imitate us or do we imitate it? Because a child watches 1,500 murders before he's 12 years old. And then we wonder why we've created a Jason generation that learns to laugh rather than abhor the horror. TV is a place where armchair generals and quarterbacks can experience firsthand the excitement of video warfare as the theme song is sung in the background. Sugar sweet sitcoms that leave us with a bad actor taste, while pop stars metamorphosize into soda pop stars. You saw the video, you heard the soundtrack. Well, now go buy the soft drink. Well, the only cola that I support would be a union COLA cost of living allowance on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. Again, new and improved, we return to our irregularly programmed schedule, hidden cleverly between heavy-breasted beer and car commercials. CNN, ESPN, ABC, BCB, TNT, but mostly BS, where oxymoronic language like virtually spotless, fresh, frozen, light, yet filling, and military intelligence have become standard. TV is a place where phrases are redefined. Like recession to necessary downturn. Crude oil on a beach to moose. Civilian death to collateral damages. And being killed by your own army is now called friendly fire. TV is a place where the pursuit of happiness has become the pursuit of trivia. Where toothpaste and cars have become sex objects. Where imagination is sucked out of children by a cathode ray nipple. TV is the only wet nurse that would create a cripple. Television, the drug of a nation. Breeding ignorance, feeding radiation. On television, the drug of a nation. Breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation. Breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation. Breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
People. Well, here are a few simple admonitions for young and old. Never interfere in a boy and girl fight. Beware of whores who say they don't want money. The hell they don't. What they mean is they want more money. Much more. If you're doing business with a religious son of a bitch, get it in writing. Word isn't worth shit, not with a good lord telling him how to fuck you on the deal. Words of advice for young people. Words of advice for young people. Avoid fuck-ups.